This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. First of all, a big thank you. I know there's chaos going on in Washington, D.C. I'm not there. I have nothing to do with it. I haven't witnessed it. So I can't really say much about it. I'll say a little bit about it, but I can't say much about it because I wasn't there to tell you who's causing the chaos and whether it's patriots or whether it's Antifa portraying patriots, whether police started it, by the way, with upon orders of the mayor of Washington, D.C., to instigate trouble during Trump events. I wasn't there. I've heard all of that. Don't know what's true. Don't know what's not true. I know one thing. In Las Vegas, every one of the patriots says with me is angry, angry as a hornet's nest, and yet there was no violence. There never will be any violence. Patriots don't commit violence like that. So my guess is it was not patriots, or they were egged on by police who attacked them unprovoked, or it was Antifa masquerading as patriots. But in Vegas, I had my event today, the Wayne Root event, the Trump car parade, starting at the Ahern Hotel, and we estimate somewhere between 8 and 10,000 people showed up, twice as big as my Trump car rally back in October, 2 weeks before the election. We estimated then we had about 1,000 cars, maybe as many as 1,200, and we figured we had about 3,000, 4,000 people. This time we had about 2,000 cars and 8,000 to 10,000 people. People brought 3, 4, 5, 6 to a car. People brought their kids. Last event, I didn't see any kids. This event, almost every SUV had kids in the back. 2, 3, 4 kids, 5 kids. Everyone brought their families along. It was a great event. Everyone was peaceful. Everybody was upbeat despite the terrible things happening in Washington, D.C., and despite the fact that the election was stolen from us. There was nothing but peace at my event, and I was the one who said to people, we've got to be angry. I went and talked to every person. Listen, either I'm going to drop dead of COVID or you're going to find out the entire reaction to COVID is a scam. Because I went and said hi without a mask to every single one of the 8,000 to 10,000 people. I got there 2 hours early and greeted every car that came in and then walked up the six-story parking garage and greeted every person, hugged, kissed, high-fived, shaked, you name it, took photos with everybody with no mask on. And all I could tell you is, I'm not crazy. I wash my hands 1,000 times. I pop 100 vitamins a day. I work out. I'm in great shape. I'm prepared to avoid terrible flu and terrible illness. I do all the things a person could do. But I'm out with my people, and I was out with my people today. And you know what? If I die, then I died out with my people. Okay, that's the way it goes. I think the reaction to COVID is the most ridiculous overreaction in world history. And you'll find out a lot about it, because guess what? Back in October, I did the exact same thing. I never mentioned that on the air. I said hi to all 3,000 or 4,000 people, walked up the six-story parking garage, stopped at every car, chatted with every person without a mask. And guess what? Never heard one of them get sick. I never got sick. Never heard anything about after any Trump rally in Nevada. Did anybody get sick? Was there any massive outbreak? Nope. So does that make any sense? There's such a terrible COVID outbreak going around. Yeah, there's the flu. People got the flu last November. I've said this on the show so many times. Cindy, my fiance, last November told me, everybody's sick. Wayne, everyone we know in the whole world is sick and it's bad. They're home for like 3 weeks. I was like, what? You know, I take 6 probiotics every day. I take 8 garlic, kyolic garlic every day, which kills virus. I juggle down. You know, I drink like a wino drinks booze. I drink colloidal silver, which is antiviral. And I take mega doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc and quercetin, which are all antiviral. And in my whole life, I think I've had the flu twice. In my adult life, once. And that was 25 or 30 years ago. Never take a flu shot. And if I do get sick, like a cold, it's like a day or two, nothing less. And I generally don't get sick. I don't think I've had a cold in 10 years. I think I've had maybe two colds in the last 20 years. I haven't had the flu in 25 or 30 years. And so this idea that you'd be sick for 3 weeks, but Cindy said everybody was sick for 2, 3, 4 weeks last November. That's before anyone claimed COVID was here. Terrible flu pandemic went around the United States, and everybody survived, and everybody went to work, and restaurants stayed open. This is the biggest bunch of hooey reaction I've ever seen. Is there a real flu pandemic? Sure. No different than 1968-69 flu pandemic in America called the Hong Kong flu. And nobody closed anything. And they had all their events and all the sporting events and stadiums full of football fans and indoor stadiums full of basketball NBA fans. Nothing was closed. And we all survived and 100,000 people died in a much smaller population than now. So this is the biggest bunch of crap I've ever seen. You're going to get sick and a few older people are going to die. And if you're very sick with cancer, you should stay home. And if you're over the age of 80, you should probably stay home. And if you're in a nursing home and you're decrepit, this thing's going to kill you. You've got to take every precaution in the world. But for the average person who's fairly healthy and relatively young, this is nothing but the flu or no symptoms at all, or you're never going to get it. But hey, if I die in the next few days, then I took one for the team. What can I tell you? This will be the third event I did with thousands and thousands of people, and I was in the crowds mixing up with thousands and thousands of my fans. Letting them know I love them and I appreciate them and I thank them for showing up. And what nice people, man. Nicest people in the world. So this idea that in Washington, suddenly patriots were bad people. You know what? There are no bad patriots. Basically what happened in Washington is Antifa was masquerading as patriots and they broke into the Capitol. I know one gal got shot and killed by the police, Capitol Police, shot and killed. And she may have been a Trump supporter, and that's just, I'd love to know what she was doing that deserved actual gunfire. They couldn't have used tear gas. They couldn't have used a stun gun. They had to shoot and kill a Trump supporter in the Capitol. Was she coming at them with a hammer? Did she have a machete in her hand? Was she armed with a machine gun? I doubt any of those things happened. Why'd you shoot a woman in cold blood in the middle of the Capitol? I don't know. But I know a lot of the people that were dressed up with red Trump hats were not patriots. They were Antifa portraying Trump, I guarantee you. And one of the reasons I think that is the media loves to focus always on the one guy, right? The one guy. I remember in April I had one guy at my event who had a sign that said strip clubs for opening the Nevada economy, right? It was all normal people, and they went to that one guy with that one sign, and all of a sudden that was the one picture they showed in every single article about my event. Was the guy with strip clubs for Wayne, you know? And so it's typical that they kept showing today, when I looked at my phone, they kept showing a photo of a guy that was dressed like a Viking. A guy dressed as a Viking who stormed the Capitol building. Guess what? The exact same guy with the exact same outfit was photographed at a Black Lives Matter rally wearing the same outfit. So I think there were a lot of left-wing provocateurs who were masquerading as conservatives, and they caused trouble and broke windows and broke into the Capitol building, and they tried to make it look like it was us. And, of course, they're blaming us. Because I was with great patriots today in Las Vegas, and not a single person threatened anybody, not a single person hurt anybody, not a single person caused any property damage. Of course not. Patriots don't do that. And let me read you a couple of my tweets from the event today, because we think about 10,000 people showed up. It was just the most incredible display. While I was walking up six stories of parking garage, thanking every one of the people in 1,000 cars lined up in that garage alone, while I was doing that, and cars were lined up, all the side streets all around us jammed up, and then cars were coming for miles down Sahara and down the Las Vegas Strip to get into the Ahern Hotel. While I was walking up the six-story garage, it was already filled up. We felt there was miles of cars. And when they finally left the building, led by yours truly, Wayne Root, and my beautiful Cindy, we were now all the way back up and down the Strip for an hour. And at that point, people were texting me saying, still the garage is full with people trying to get out. So it took 2 to 2.5 hours to get out of the garage. And there were people lined up on the side streets that were as thick as the garage. So we think we had about 10,000 people. But I want to give you some of my tweets that give you some idea, kind of a play-by-play. First of all, I put a beautiful video up at Twitter. I could not get that video to work on Parler. I think I have to put it on YouTube tonight, and then I'll put a link on Parler to that video at YouTube. But it was a video of cars for miles and miles with Trump flags and American flags on the Vegas Strip. As Cindy and I were going north on the Strip heading downtown, they had just gotten out of the garage. We're coming up the Strip opposite us, and I took that video, and it was a beautiful, beautiful sight to see. And my first tweet was, wow, my Donald Trump car parade must have 10,000 plus in Vegas today. Miles of cars, miles, will dominate the Vegas Strip for hours. We're ready for the fight. Let the battle begin. I'm leading in a Maserati with an American flag flying and my beautiful fiance Cindy driving. And then right behind us was a classic antique fire truck. And then my next one said, and then it was a photo of me in front of the fire truck. And then the next tweet said, we've got about 10,000 people at our Trump parade in Vegas, and I'm guessing about 5,000 of them are in pickup trucks. We must have the world's biggest pickup truck convention right now. I'm telling you, every other car was a pickup truck. It was amazing. And then I tweeted out, unreal turnout, biggest rally yet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then here's the big one. I called it right here last night on Twitter. I predicted Pence would play Judas and betray Trump tomorrow, and he did. No shocker. Pence just destroyed his career, committed political suicide. What horrible advice. Who gave you that horrible advice? Idiots, fools, you are history. And then I've gotten hundreds of messages exactly like this one. The GOP is finished, and the proof is this message from a 27-year-old doctor who is my nephew. He said the Republican Party is dead, Uncle Wayne, because they never had a spine, they sold us out, and they didn't care. And all you Republicans who say, oh, look at the violence today, it's Trump's fault. No, the reaction of every Trump supporter is the Republican Party is dead today because they never had a spine, they sold us out, and they didn't care. Thanks to my nephew for summing it all up.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I'll tell you more about my thoughts about Vegas today and our event with over somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 people, thousands and thousands of cars and thousands of people. And more on my thoughts on Washington, D.C. as well, but first, let me mention the sponsor, because that's how we pay the bills, right? Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. It is an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. And hey, I'm a Jew, and I took took Christian healthcare sharing as my health insurance. So, you know, I've either got a screw loose, or it's the best thing since sliced bread. I canceled my Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. And you could do the same thing. You can start anytime, 365 days a year. You could start on Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Day, Easter Day. Doesn't matter. There's no holidays, right? 365 days a year. No contracts month to month. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. And it's not like they're a small company. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims last year. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. $100,000. Could you use an extra $100,000? Call Liberty HealthShare. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's toll free. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So I just want to read you a couple more tweets. If you weren't here with me, I want to read you the last one from my nephew, who is a 27-year-old doctor, so it's not like he's some big extremist, racist, white conservative, white extremist KKK member. He's an MD, a doctor. That's right. My nephew's a doctor. Not how all the Jewish women say it. My nephew's a doctor. My nephew is a doctor. He's 27 years old. He's a doctor. He's in California. And he's moderate. And he sent me a text. The Republican Party is dead because they never had a spine. They sold us out and they didn't care. And Mike Pence sold us out. The vice president, he didn't care. How much did they pay you, Pence? Here's another typical reaction from my fans. My great friend Matt, who's listening right now in Florida. Lifelong best friend, grew up with him in New York. He said, Black Lives Matter can burn down half the country and scream they want to murder police. But now Trump's the biggest scumbag in the world because his people have had the election stolen from them by communists and feckless rhinos, and they're angry. So what? That makes them bad? What did you say about Black Lives Matter? Not one liberal, not one media member said a word. Well, they burnt the country down. We didn't burn the damn country down. We broke a few windows in the Capitol, if that happened. Give me a break. Guarantee it was Antifa that did that. And then I put P.S. Guaranteed acts of violence today were almost all Antifa or Antifa portraying conservatives. And then here's the most important tweet I put out of the day. Stop the fake outrage. 100% Democrat cities overwhelmed more each day, 365 days a year, with crime, violence, rioting, burning, looting, mugging, and how about 70 shootings a weekend with 10 to 20 dead each weekend in Chicago and not a peep from the media or liberals? These are 100% Democrat cities, and the people doing this stuff are 100% Democrat. There's no Republican who's ever mugged anyone, ever stolen a car, ever carjacked, ever home invaded. There's not a Republican who's ever murdered someone in the street. There's not a Republican who gets in a fight with cops and tries to kill cops. Never has a Republican done that. These are all Democrats in Democrat cities, inner cities, 100% Democrat that handed the election to Biden. Biden won the election in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Detroit, and Milwaukee. Those cities are 100% black and minority and illegal alien and a few liberal Ivy League white people. And all the crime is in those cities, and all the crime is committed by Democrats in Democrat cities. And no one says a word. And if there's one single day in the history of America where a Republican anywhere is angry and gets carried away, if that even happened, and gets a little angry and runs over a barricade and smashes a window, you know what that is? That's like a minute in Chicago. Happens every minute of every day in Chicago. Nobody cares. BLM doesn't care. Black legislators don't care. Black congressmen don't care. The black vice president, Kamala Harris, doesn't care. By the way, all she ever did was put black people who smoked pot a few times in jail for many years while she smoked pot and laughed at them. Chicago was destroyed, the Magnificent Mile destroyed by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Fifth Avenue, New York, destroyed. Madison Avenue, New York, destroyed. Los Angeles, destroyed. No one said a word.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is telling folks in the city to stay home after protesters breached the U.S. Capitol.
I continue to urge all Washingtonians to stay home and stay calm. And if you see something, say something.
A curfew also taking effect at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. President Trump calling for peace and telling the protesters to go home.
So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
The FBI has been deployed to the Capitol, and Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen is working with Capitol Hill Police as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, X3 Exercise Bar is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, Mr. Exercise. But it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. I've been using it now for about 4 months. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product. And again, in the age of COVID, right, you don't want to go to a gym, you don't want to be around other people, but there's no room in your house for big, giant weight equipment, right? Well, 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day, not just more effective, but studies prove three times more effective. That's why it's called X3. Hence the name X3. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. I said on the show the other day, my arms are like Popeye. It's unbelievable. I'm 59 years old, and my arms are like steel. Feel them at the event. I said that as a joke. But a guy comes up to me, and I had 10,000 people at my event today in Vegas this morning. The Stop the Steal Trump car parade, 10,000 people, guy comes up to me and starts feeling my arm. He's like, all right, let's see what the X3 did for you. Very funny. And he said, see, I wanted to prove to you. I listen to your show every day, 3 hours a day. You said your arms are like Popeye. You're right. They are. They really were like steel. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Promo code WAR and save $75. WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root. x3bar.com. Promo code WAR. All right, we've got our guest here. We haven't been around the show in a long time. What's going on? Megan Barth, where have you been, Megan? Reagan Babe? Her website's ReaganBabe.com. Haven't had you on the show in like 9 months? I don't think through the whole COVID I've had.
Yeah, I was
March.
Traveling for 9 months. Yeah, I was traveling for 9 months. I finally got back home.
Right, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait. In the age of COVID, liberals are hiding under the sheets in their beds. You've been traveling for 9 months?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Not afraid of COVID.
Employee.
Not afraid of big bad COVID,
no,
right?
Actually, no, I'm not afraid of a virus that has a 99.9% chance of survival. So, yeah. So I've been traveling a lot, working, you know, on behalf of election integrity, like I have been for the last 5 years. I actually remember, Wayne, I wrote an article back in 2017 published in the Daily Caller that said, how many more elections will the Democrats be allowed to steal?
Well, Megan, can I say something? A, you were right, so congratulations. Mm-hmm. I bow down, you were right. And B, you and I together and Trump achieved absolutely nothing because they stole everything all over again. So we all knew it was coming, and they did it and got away with it anyway.
Well, right, and that's what happens when they're never held accountable for their actions.
Correct.
And when there's no political will, and there's on top of that, there is no political will to actually fix the problems through the evidence presented. I presented the evidence to plenty of elected people in Nevada, to plenty of nominated people in Nevada and beyond, and nothing was done to fix it. So it metastasized into a huge national problem, and the Democrats used COVID, obviously, to create this whole new mail-in ballot system, which
and
is never
validated.
Correct. And so we witnessed widespread massive fraud. We witnessed a stolen election, which, oh, by the way, is a coup, and, oh, by the way, is treason. So I'm quite tired of the projection of the left calling us treasonous bastards for simply using our voices and using our feet to assemble peacefully today in the Capitol, no matter what the press is trying to paint it as. It was a peaceful assembly of at least a million people. There were all roads that led into the Capitol from the Washington Monument were packed with people. Marching towards the Capitol, all you could see were a sea of people chanting USA, God bless America, stop the steal. What I do understand is that some people did breach the Capitol doors. However, I've also seen video that shows cops letting people in through the barricades. I also witnessed one man trying to break a Capitol building window, which had bars on it, so he wasn't successful. But then I witnessed Trump supporters actually grab that man and drag him to the ground to make them stop smashing windows. So I have to ask how much infiltration was done by the left. We already had warnings that Antifa was going to infiltrate this march, this peaceful assembly, and they were going to try to blend in as best they could. I also understand, and I'm just reporting as it's come out, that a young woman lost her life from either a direct hit or a stray bullet. I'm not sure. She was inside the Capitol, but not inside the chamber, from what I understand. I've seen the horrific video of her bleeding out, and I do understand that she went from critical care to deceased, so she has passed away.
That is my understanding as well.
I'm not sure who fired that shot. I have heard it was Capitol Police. I've also heard it was a private contractor that was hired by a congressman in the chamber. So there's a lot of misinformation, disinformation, unknown information kind of flying around. But, of course, the press is going to pick it up, and the Democrats, their patsies in the press and the Democrats, are going to pick up this and weaponize any sort of information against our right to assembly and our right to express our grievances against our elected officials. You know, one more point. You and I, for 4 months, watched Seattle burn to the ground and be occupied by something I think called Chaz. We watched Portland police officers, and still to this day, be overrun by Antifa thugs on the streets. We've seen Trump supporters killed. We've seen Trump supporters beaten. We've seen businesses burned to the ground in Minneapolis. We've seen dozens of people killed during these riots all summer. And yet CNN and all the mainstream media and the Democrats, not once did they denounce the violence. As a matter of fact, they said they had a right to it because it was justified in the name of social justice. And I'll never forget when a CNN reporter was standing in front of a building that was literally on fire saying, oh, well, these are mostly peace protests. You know, never mind the inferno that's raging behind him, which happened to be a small business, I believe, in Minneapolis. So now we're being told that, you know, Trump, of course, has caused all this violence, blah, blah, blah. There was no violence. The only violence I can garner from this perspective, and I was there on the ground, I was there since 5 or 6 this morning until 3 this afternoon. There were a million people that were singing God Bless America and the national anthem and, you know, chanting, and there were very few that breached the doors.
All right, and I see this news report out. One woman, one of the protesters, said, we had no weapons, we were peaceful, and the police just started shooting at us. Another protester saw the police fire tear gas on the protesters for no reason. They also beat people with their sticks for no reason. And another said, Americans want freedom and truth. They don't want to be beaten by police for holding peaceful protests. So it's very possible Antifa instigated. It's also very possible Antifa masqueraded as ours. And it's also possible that Capitol Police, spurred on by the vicious commie mayor of Washington, D.C., was looking to cause trouble. They started the trouble against our people. Now, I would never, ever, ever, ever hurt a policeman. I love policemen. But if policemen started firing at me for no reason while I'm in a peaceful protest, probably me and the rest of the crowd would charge them. So it's very possible they instigated the trouble. I would not put this past the mayor of Chicago for a second. So, and you didn't even witness that much bad stuff. So, mayor of D.C., you didn't even witness that much bad stuff. Well, so, very interesting.
Not today. But let me tell you what I did witness in Mayor Bowser's D.C. Back in September, which is pinned to my Twitter profile, I was attacked by BLM. In Georgetown, BLM was escorted down the middle of Georgetown streets without a permit, in the middle of the day, and they were literally given a police escort while they rampaged and took over the streets of Georgetown, threatened patrons that were sitting outside, and they actually physically attacked me for simply filming them with my cell phone. Did the police come to my aid? Finally. But not initially. I was actually saved by the restaurant owner where I was having dinner or lunch. So I've seen police, and there are bad police and there are good police, but we've seen police, I have personally, basically escort radical Antifa-like and BLM members down the middle of Georgia, not come to my aid.
Look, I'm a big fan of police. I think 99% of the time, they're great people, but they also follow orders, you know, or you get fired, you lose your pension.
Correct.
And there's a lot of liberal politicians who order police to be vicious to Trump people or to go to store owners and close them down. And the police don't really have much they can do. There's not much of an answer except I want to lose my pension and lose my job. I mean, that's, you know, kind of the only answer you've got. And they don't want to do that, so they follow orders. So there are some policemen that do things that I find reprehensible, but it's really because the politician or Democrat politician ordered them to do it. But 99% of the cops are good people, and they're on our team, by the way. They're mostly on our side, mostly Republican, mostly pro-Trump, good guys. And I saw so many police out today protecting us. Our rally was so peaceful. We had over 10,000 today, Megan, in Las Vegas, and we had police everywhere, and they were great for us, really great people. And I thanked every single one of them that I could grab and told them, we're with you, man. We're on your team at all times. Megan, thank you for giving us an update on what's going on in Washington. Of course, as usual, it's clear the media exaggerates everything. Every day there's more violence in Chicago than there was just today in Washington, D.C. And that, by the way, that's what I said to my buddy. He's a big Chicago liberal and was the former chairman of the Chicago Democrat Party. But we're buddies. And he said to me today, see what Trump did? See what Trump did? My friend in Mexico says he's embarrassed for America. And I said, there's more violence in one weekend in Chicago. And not one of you guys ever says a thing, and BLM never says a thing. And his response back was, what's that got to do with anything? They're all the same.
Well, they just fit their narrative.
Yeah, right. They ignore whatever violence happens by Democrats in Democrat cities. And one day something happens with a few conservatives, and oh, my God, oh, man. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Thank you. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is Ocean Salmon. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, sponsor of the segment of the show, of course, Trump Rules, my new book, which has been number one on and off for the last 8 weeks at Amazon in about 12 different categories. Number one national bestseller, Trump Rules. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with Trump winning or losing the election. It has nothing to do with whether Trump's going to run in 2024. All it has to do with is business and success and personal development, changing your life, making yourself better with the rules of Donald Trump, which arguably have made him the most successful human being to ever walk the face of the earth. You know, I'm not counting Jesus, obviously. I'm not counting, famous people who are God. But among humans who walk the face of the earth, who's ever been number one, the pinnacle of success at real estate and branding and TV, Celebrity Apprentice, and books, Art of the Deal, you name it. Everything he's ever done, he became the best in the world at it, then became President of the United States, leader of the free world. It's a very amazing story, and I used his rules for the last 40 years to achieve every bit of my success. And for those who don't know, it's not like I'm some local Vegas radio host, you know. I've achieved some really, really cool things. I was one of the, if not the youngest candidate in the history of New York State using those same Trump rules, and became one of the youngest TV hosts and anchormen in America on CNBC. Age of 26, I hosted 5 shows and a best-selling author of now 14 books. And then became the king of Vegas sports gambling and became a self-made millionaire at the age of 29 and bought a home on the beach in Malibu and then became the Libertarian vice presidential nominee and then a syndicated national radio host and then a TV host in politics. And my life's a fairy tale, a blinking neon Vegas billboard that says the Trump rules can change your life. So check the book out at Amazon. Greatest book ever for New Year's resolutions. Trump Rules, Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So I think what we ought to be worrying about is the terrible life on a day-to-day basis in Democrat cities and Democrat states, and the lockdowns that might be coming and the Great Depression that might be coming, not one lousy day where a few protesters might have gotten a little over carried away and over-exaggerating, you know, what kind of actions they would take. Or maybe it wasn't even us. I would not be surprised at all to find out this was totally Antifa. All you have to do is put on a red hat. Does anybody realize that? Any idiot could say, I've got a Make America Red hat on, and I'm a Trump fan, and then shoot a cop and go, see, Trump people shot a cop. But no, it wasn't Trump people. It was an Antifa guy with a red Trump hat on. So you never know who's going to do something stupid. And maybe some of those people were conservatives, and maybe they weren't, who caused some trouble in Washington today. But you know what? On a daily basis, Chicago has more violence on a daily basis, 365 days a year. But I'm not picking on Chicago. It's a horrible, horrible place. But L.A.'s like that. San Francisco's like that. Atlanta's like that. Memphis like that. Newark like that. Gampton like that. Baltimore like that. Detroit like that. Cleveland like that. You find me an inner city in America. Oh, Philadelphia. Did I leave Philly out? Philly's one of the worst cities in the world. Crime, 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 crime. Everyone on welfare. Everyone on food stamps. Nobody works for a living. No hope. Hopeless. Democrat cities. Maybe you should worry about that. No one said a word. When the cities were burning, looting, nobody said a word of the Democrat Party in the media. Nobody. Nobody cared. Was it Megan who just said, I think moments ago it was Megan who said, she was watching a CNN report, and the reporter was saying, the BLM protest is almost all peaceful. And right behind them, a building was burning. Think about Minnesota burning to the ground. Think about Seattle taken over by Chaz. Think about Portland still taking over. Violence every night for 6 months in a row. And liberal media says nothing. And when I point this out, that Chicago's a hole. When I point it out to my friend in Chicago, who's saying his friends in Mexico are coming, how terrible America's become because of what happened. Oh, those Republicans, those Trump Republicans. Every day in America, every hour of every day, an illegal alien is murdering an American. Murdering an American. Probably every minute of the day, an illegal alien is mugging an American, robbing an American, carjacking an American. And a Mexican is giving me advice on my country and on Republicans? Really? I think you should worry about your own people. Don't worry about my people, okay? I'll take care of my people. It's amazing. This is just like, you know, every single month of the year, something goes on with this rioting, looting, burning of Democrats somewhere in America. And I can only think of one time there's ever an event involving white extremists. It was Charlottesville. And we've never heard the end of that. And there were like 12 people with KKK hoods on. 12. And they wanted a confrontation. The Democrat mayor of Charlottesville wanted a confrontation. So he opened buses, let them in opposite the 12 guys with KKK hats. And the bus doors opened, and Antifa got off, and literally 100 people got off three buses carrying knives and baseball bats and lead pipes. And they attacked the bad guys, and they are bad guys who are KKK. Anyone who's KKK is a bad guy. Hey, I'm Jewish. They hit me as much as a black person. They want to kill me as much as a black person. I'm not on their team. And they were attacked. And the KKK guys had no weapons. And the Antifa guys were allowed to get off the bus with weapons. And it turned into a melee. And it was all blamed on KKK and white extremists and Trump. And this is what happened today, too.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dot com.